请弟兄姊妹们翻到腓立比书。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to the book of Philippians.
我们先从第一章里头看一些话。
Well, we'll first read from chapter 1.
我们从第一节开始。
We'll read from Philippians chapter 1, verse 1.
我们连续下去要看好几处。
We'll be reading several passages.
基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们从第十二节开始。
We'll begin reading from verse 12.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear.
有的传基督是由于嫉妒纷争，也有的是出于好意。这一等是出于爱心，知道我为辨明福音设立的；那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意是要加增我捆锁的苦楚。这又何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜。
Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and we rejoice.
请翻到第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们从第四节开始。
I'll begin reading from verse 4.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，自有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，并又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣基督的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
第三章
Chapter
3我们就是看第一节
We'll read verse 1
弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
然后我们再看末了的一处。
And the last passage.
弟兄姊妹可能也能背得出来了。
Perhaps brothers and sisters can recite this.
那是第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这次我们一同在主面前被召聚到这里来，寻求等候主。
This time as we're gathered together to await the Lord here and to seek after him.
弟兄姊妹都知道，这次聚会就是说我们怎样活在活出神的旨意里那个种子总体。
Brothers and sisters, realize as we gather, the theme of this conference is serving his purpose, how we're able to live out his purpose.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们都知道我们是为了神的旨意来活着。
We all realize that we live for his purpose.
但神的旨意是什么呢？
Now what then is the purpose of God?
我们怎么可以活出神的旨意来呢？
How then are we able to live out this will of God?
神就让我们存着这样的心思等候在他面前。
God allows for us to have such a thought as we await before him.
借着弟兄们的安排。
According to the arrangement of the brethren.
我也接受了一个负担。
I have accepted this burden.
要在腓立比书里头和弟兄姊妹们一同来仰望怎么活在神的旨意里。
That along with brothers and sisters, we'll look unto the Lord together how, from the book of Philippians, we will live out this purpose of God.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
我个人虽然是带着许许多多的亏欠和软弱。
Personally, even though I am filled with many lacking and shortcomings.
但是有一件事情我心里头很满意的。
But there is one thing that is very satisfying to me.
就是每次在服侍主的时候。
That is each time as I serve the Lord.
好像记不得我是一个没有多少年日在地上的人。
It seems as if I've forgotten the fact that my days are short on earth.
但是这种心思没有在我里头有任何的影响。
But such thoughts do not impact me at all.
我心里是觉得，哎呀，能撑得住吗？
And my heart, perhaps, there might be these thoughts of, am I able to sustain?
边上也有不少弟兄姊妹们说，
And there are many brothers and sisters who say,
能撑得住吗？
They would ask me, are you able to keep it up?
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我说我是撑不住。
I answer that I'm not able.
但是一直到今天
but even until today,
我就觉得什么时候主摆我在服侍的那个位置上有动作的时候
I feel when the Lord as he enables me to serve him in any position,
我自己也不知道那一个力量从哪里来
I myself do not know where the strength comes from,
心里就是有一个感觉
in my heart there is this thought,
是主的生命的扶持
it is the life of the Lord which sustains me,
是恩典的供应和吸引
it is the provision of grace which draws me,
当我们的心思看着主的时候
and when our thoughts are focused on the Lord,
我们就不看自己的软弱和愚昧了
we would not look at our own foolishness and our own
weakness, 也不看自己的短缺和什么都不是了。
We do not realize how lacking and how unable we are.
因为主自己能显出来。
Because the Lord himself is able to
我们就知道怎样跟随主。
And then we only know the Lord and follow him.
弟兄姊妹们这次我们来聚会的时候也许你心里会想到有什么特别新的题目 新的内容我们可以吸收。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps as we are coming to the conference, we might think to ourselves, what new topic is there and what new content is there that we can absorb?
不过我敢说
But I dare say,
也许弟兄姊妹们你听到的都是陈旧的道理。
Perhaps brothers and sisters have not heard any new words.
但是弟兄姊妹不要以为这个是简单的事。
But brothers and sisters, do not look lightly upon these.
虽然那些是我们常常有机会听到的。
Even though the words are repetitive and we have heard them before.
但是并不等于说我们在主的面前已经学习到的。
But that does not mean we have learned them well before the Lord.
主给我有个负担在从腓立比书上楼来看这一个问题的时候
As the Lord has given me this burden to look upon this topic from the book of Philippians
很显然就主自己先给了我那个答案
Very apparently it is the Lord himself who have given me the answer first
弟兄姊妹们当我们来读以弗腓立比书的时候
Brothers and sisters, as we look into the book of Philippians
我想我们每一个人在以弗在腓立比书里面所得到的那个观念是什么
Now, I believe what is the concept impression we have from this book as we read it
喜乐
It is joy
你要做一个喜乐的人
And we have to be one who rejoices
因为你读腓立比书的时候
Because as we read the book of Philippians
你一次再一次的看到保罗在那里说要喜乐要喜乐
Again and again Paul reminds us that we must rejoice and rejoice always
说到最末了的时候还是说我再说你们要喜乐
Even at the end Paul encourages us to rejoice and again I say rejoice
那腓立比书就是提醒我们要时刻的在主里边要喜乐
Therefore the book of Philippians reminds us to constantly rejoice before the Lord
弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
我不知道你读那么久腓立比书的时候
I don't know as we have read the book of Philippians
你有没有留意到当年保罗为什么被圣灵感动写出腓立比书
Did we consider why the Holy Spirit have moved Paul in his time to write the book of Philippians?
如果你能被带到保罗当年写腓立比书的心思的时候
If we're able to be in Paul's shoes and have his mindset as the Holy Spirit leads him to write the book of Philippians,
你会很自然地发出一个问题
Very naturally, we will have this question.
腓立比书就是教导我们在地上活着的时候要常常喜乐吗
Is the book of Philippians to teach us that while we live on earth to always rejoice?
我们不是已经很够喜乐了吗
Do we not rejoice enough?
我们还要喜乐
Do we need to rejoice more?
那这些话是不是多了一点
Would these words be excessive?
但是如果我们读腓立比书多几遍心思里头也考虑一下的时候
But as we read through the book of Philippians again and again and we consider this thought
你会很自然地了解到
Very naturally, we'll understand.
腓立比书那一个动机不是叫我们去喜乐。
The motive behind the book of Philippians is not to tell us to rejoice.
我们应该是喜乐。
We ought to rejoice.
因为我们是在基督里。
For we are in Christ.
但是腓立比书不是叫我们去喜乐。
But the book of Philippians is not telling us to rejoice.
而是让我们去认识。
But it is for us to know.
你根据什么去喜乐
According to what is the foundation of our joy?
而为什么保罗当时要提他上弟兄们来提出你们要喜乐我再说你们要喜乐
Why is it that Paul reminds the brethren to rejoice again and I say rejoice?
就牵涉到一个很严肃的问题
This has to do with a very solemn issue
那我想和从弟兄姊妹们从腓立比教会建立的时候就开始。
So I like to begin with the establishment of the church in Philippi.
然后才看到保罗为什么在这一个时候对他们写了一封信。
And then we will come to see why at this particular time Paul would write this epistle to
你们要喜乐,
them, that you must rejoice.
我再说你们要喜乐,
and again I say unto you, rejoice.
那弟兄姊妹你留意了,
now brothers and sisters, take note.
当保罗写这一封信的时候,
when Paul writes this epistle,
你要不要先问,
do we must first ask,
保罗, 你自己喜乐不喜乐?
Paul, do you yourself rejoice?
我相信弟兄姊妹们你都知道,
I believe brothers and sisters you know,
保罗写腓立比书的时候,
when Paul writes the book of Philippians,
他在哪里?
Where is he?
他在监牢里,
he is in prison.
他在监牢里写了好几封信, 在同一个差不多时间里面写了几封信, 是
While Paul was in prison, during this time, he wrote a few epistles which he delivered unto the brethren.
我们一般来说, 那叫做监狱书信,
in general, we call those the epistles in, from prison.
因为他是人在监狱里,
because in person, he was in chains.
但是他书里面的东西是天上的东西,
yet, the words in his epistles are heavenly.
那我们就不能不问了,
then we must ask,
保罗你提醒, 腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹们要学习常常喜乐,
Paul, as you remind the brethren to rejoice always,
那你自己现在在监牢里头, 你喜乐不喜乐?
What about you, Paul? Now that you're in prison, do you rejoice?
我不给他做答案,
I would not answer for Paul,
因为他自己的话在那里做了答案,
for Paul's own words answer that for us.
他说他这个话是有神给他做见证的,
and he said that God is a testify of his own words.
保罗说一想起弟兄姊妹们的时候, 里头就满了喜乐,
and Paul says, every time in remembrance of you, I rejoice.
人家就要问了,
then others might ask,
保罗在监牢里面你还能喜乐?
Paul, how are you able to rejoice while you're in prison?
你前途好像没有把握的时候, 你还有喜乐?
It seems as if you have no hope, no assurance of your future, yet you can rejoice.
保罗没有说别样的话,
Paul did not say any other word.
他就是说出他就是喜乐,
he just plainly tells us he rejoiced.
他也说出其中那个原因,
and he tells us one of that reason.
他想起弟兄姊妹们在神面前的那个光景的时候, 他就喜乐了,
and in every remembrance of you, of the brethren, he rejoiced.
那我从这里就引起,
and so from that point on,
腓立比教会是怎么建造起来的?
How is the church established in Philippi?
弟兄姊妹都知道,
brothers and sisters, we know,
当保罗传福音到了腓立比的时候,
when Paul preached the gospel in Philippi,
他在哪里找到神的儿女呢?
Where was he able to find the children of God?
弟兄姊妹也很清楚,
brothers and sisters were very
在那一个时候, 腓立比一个弟兄姊妹们都没有,
during that time, there was no brethren in Philippi.
保罗是带着福音的信息到腓立比,
but Paul carried with him the message of the gospel 他在那里, into Philippi.
了解了一下,
and thereafter, he came to know the city.
他知道有一批弟兄姊妹, 特别是彼得, 也许很多的是姊妹,
He know there's a group of brethren, perhaps many sisters there.
他们在河边一个小地方有一个对神的寻求,
and there was by the river they sought before God.
那保罗就到那去了,
and so Paul went there.
福音在那边就传开了,
and there was the gospel preached.
四字的话我不说,
I won't get into the details.
那么结果保罗就给, 立刻就接受了主的那些弟兄姊妹们留下, 在腓立比继续传讲主的道,
then Paul immediately accepted the brethren there and remained there to continue to preach the word of God.
这一个传讲,
and in this preaching,
就引起仇敌的那个反对,
brought about opposition from the enemy.
结果保罗就给抓到监里头去了,
as a result, Paul was in prison.
那么感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
保罗在监里边的时候呢,
even while Paul was in prison,
主的同在叫他, 没有给环境来影响,
because of the presence of God, he was not influenced by
the circumstances. 借助在监牢里头的称颂和敬拜,
and he continued to praise and worship God in prison.
只有他们两个人,
just the two of them.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
震动了监狱,
and even it shook the prison.
就发生了一些事,
and some events took place.
在那一个晚上,
on that night,
禁主那个狱卒就信了主了,
and even the jail, the ward believed in the Lord.
也把他带回家去,
and brought Paul
home,
and both he and his household were saved. We thank and praise our God.
这个是他们起头的一点点的事。
And this is some of the events at their beginning.
在这一点点的事啊, 你要读到那个禁足, 怎么去接受主的以后,
After we see how this beginning was brought about, we can see how the scriptures testify of this beginning. And their whole household rejoiced.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到,
Brothers and sisters, we take note.
菲律比教会的建立,
the establishment of the church in Philippi
是在一个非常喜乐的反应的里面,
it was established in a response of joy that the church was established there.
但是这个教会建立起来以后不久,
but shortly after this church was established,
不, 所谓的不久就是几天的功夫而已,
and when I say shortly, it's just a few days.
教会就受逼迫了,
there was persecution in the church.
保罗也是给引导出离开腓立比了。
And Paul was led away from Philippi.
那么经过去好长的一段时间,
and through a very long period of time,
那到保罗自己又在罗马监狱的时候,
when Paul himself was imprisoned in Rome,
他就写了这几封监狱的书信,
he wrote these epistles from prison.
那写给那个腓立比教会的这封信啊,
this epistle that was written to the church in Philippi,
真是有意思,
is very meaningful.
我觉得它有意思呢,是什么呢?
Why do I say it is very meaningful?
你看,这封书信一开头,
we see at the beginning of this epistle,
写给谁的?
Who is it written to?
是不是很有意思?
Is the greeting very meaningful?
我们现在写封信, 我说我常常收到信,
now when we write letters today, or when I receive letters,
那信的起头呢, 总是我的名字,
at the beginning, the greeting is addressed to me,
然后就带着一些, 带着其他弟兄姊妹们的名字, 如果是要包括到的话,
if they also include greetings to the brethren in the area, they will also include their names.
如果不是这样的话呢,
otherwise,
就是到了末后的时候,
at the end of the letter,
就有点问安了,
they have some greetings at the end, perhaps.
这个问安呢, 就扩充到, 问你与你同在的弟兄姊妹们安,
the greeting at the end of the letter perhaps will have a broader scope to greet the brethren that we worship together.
但是你看腓立比书呢, 这是唯一一本,
but when we look at the book of Philippians, this is the only salutation that is addressed in this way.
一开头的,
at the very beginning,
不是长老,
it is not the elders.
他当时是说的监督,
they use the word bishops.
不是执事,
and not the deacons.
是谁呢?
Who are they?
众弟兄姊妹,
to the saints.
弟兄姊妹们, 你就注意到腓立比书里头, 有一个非常非常重的题目在哪里?
Brothers and sisters, we can see what the emphasis, the theme there is in Philippi.
不是单单这样做长老的做监督的要留意,
not only for the bishops and the deacons, the elders, to take note of.
不是叫做知识的去留意,
it is not for the deacons to be aware.
是叫所有的弟兄姊妹们, 只要你在主里面, 你都要留意,
but it is to all the saints in the Lord, as long as you are in the Lord, pay attention.
留意什么呢?
What are we to pay attention
你活在平安里,
to? That peace be unto you.
你现在要寻求更好的,
that now you have to seek for that which is better.
就是叫寻求神的满足,
and that is to seek to please God.
我们实在感谢主,
oh, indeed we thank the Lord.
腓立比书一开头就已经隐藏着一个很宝贝的东西在哪里,
even from the greeting hidden in the book of Philippians is hidden this very precious thought, this treasure there.
这就引我注意到了,
then it will lead us to take note of.
为什么? 保罗写这一封书信的时候, 是这样来做起头,
why is it when Paul writes this epistles, this is the beginning in the greeting?
腓立比的教会, 他们从开始就是在喜乐里的,
that is because the church in Philippi was established in joy.
虽然教会遇到难处, 但是难处没有叫他们失去喜乐,
even though there was hardship in the church, the difficulties did not cause their joy to cease.
所以主的话在那里就印证了腓立比教会, 因为从抬头开始一直到现在，你们都是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Therefore, the word of God itself confirms the fact that the Philippians, together with one accord, were the furtherance of the gospel.
说的一点交通的话呢，还是回到这一点上说到，你们还是同心合意在那里兴旺福音。
And again, when Paul continues in the letter, he again mentions the fact that in one accord, they were zealous for the gospel.
福音带给他们喜乐。
The gospel brought joy to them.
他们的喜乐把福音要传递出去。
And their joy is to further the gospel.
那你所以你就想到腓立比教会应该是一个喜乐的教会。
Therefore, we ought to think of the church in Philippi as one that is joyful.
以前我听一个弟兄他是这样交通。
Before I heard a brother share this way,
他说保罗在外邦服事的时候，
as Paul was serving amongst the Gentiles,
他一想到哥林多教会就哭了。
Each time he thought of the Corinthian church, he wept.
他一想到腓立比教会就笑了。
And when he thought of the Philippian church, he smiled.
我那时听起来的时候觉得，耶，这个真有意思。
And when I thought of these words, then I thought that was very interesting.
后来慢慢慢慢的多读一点神的话。
Gradually, as I read more and more of the Word of God,
就发觉两样说法都不完全。
I thought then the way he put it was not complete.
不是说没有那种情绪，但是并不是保罗在那里看到哥林多就要哭，看到腓立比就要笑。
It is not that Paul did not have those emotions when he thought of the Corinthian church or the Philippian church, that one he wept and one he smiled.
我自己现在的感觉是怎么呢？
How do I feel now?
保罗是带着一个很沉重的心，是让哥林多的弟兄姊妹们，你回到喜乐里。
With a very heavy heart, Paul desires for the Corinthian church to return to their joy.
对腓立比教会呢？
And for the Philippian church,
保罗是说到
Paul says,
你们本来就活在喜乐里。
That you ought to live in joy.
但现在我看到你们的光景。
But as I see your condition now,
好像外面是喜乐，里头不喜乐。
It seems as if there's joy externally, but internally there is no joy.
那因此保罗在腓立比书的里面呢，一直说你们要喜乐，要喜乐。
Therefore, Paul continues to write in Philippians, rejoice, and again I say rejoice.
你们要维持着你们的喜乐。
You must sustain your joy.
因为你们开始的时候就已经进到喜乐里。
Because even at the beginning, you entered into joy.
怎么现在你们里头是有了一些事情叫你们喜乐不来呢？
Why is it that now there are some matters that cause you to lose your joy?
这里头就有问题了。
Because there is an issue within.
这里面就叫我们有十分留心的去看看保罗为什么会写出腓立比这一封书信。
Then we must pay careful attention to the fact why is it that Paul wrote this epistle.
当然我们知道保罗里面这一个感觉不是他自己想出来的。
Of course we realize this thought was not initiated by Paul.
实在是圣灵的鉴察主自己的那对教会的光景的那种看见把这个感觉放在保罗的里面。
Of course, it was inspired by the Holy Spirit under his examination that he placed such a thought within Paul.
那结果呢？
As a result,
保罗就把他这个感觉借着腓立比书写信到腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹们的当中。
Through such a thought, Paul writes the epistle to the Philippians and share this amongst the brethren.
那么保罗究竟在腓立比教会里面要说什么？主要他说的话呢？
Then in fact, what is the thought which God desires for Paul to express through the book of Philippians?
所以我们弟兄姊妹你就看到了，起初你从字面上来看的时候要喜乐。
Then brothers and sisters, we have to realize from the surface of the word is to rejoice.
从实际上面来看的时候呢？
But in reality,
保罗好像很清楚地告诉他们。
It seems that Paul is clearly telling them,
弟兄姊妹们，你们活在主的面前，不够摸着神的主的心思。
Dear brethren, as you live in the presence of God, it seems as if you are not able to fully touch the heart of God.
你们做了很多事情都对了。
Externally, you have done much that is correct.
但是在你们对的里面有一点点的缺欠。
But even in all the good matters, there is some that has come short.
但是那一点点的缺欠却是非常严肃的一个内容。
Yet even in that little bit that has come short, it is very important.
那就是。
And that is?
你们所有的喜乐的根源是什么？
Where is the origin of your joy?
你们为什么能活在喜乐里？
Why is it that you're able to live in joy?
现在外面你们还留着保留着一些喜乐的那种光景。
Now externally you still express the outward condition of joy.
但是在你们的心思里头都背着重担。
But yet within you are heavy laden.
一个背着重担的人要喜乐。
For one who is heavy laden to be joyful.
很难形容。
It is very hard to describe.
我听过一个弟兄一个弟兄在交通的话里头就说到一些事情。
I heard the sharing from a brother that expressed it.
他后来说完了以后他就说了一个这样的结论。
After he shared, he had this conclusion.
哎呀我看到那个姊妹啊起初看见他的时候好苦恼好苦恼。
When I saw a particular sister, when I see her, I am very sorrowful.
弟兄们跟他们有点谈话过了以后。
Yet after they have a conversation,
他会笑了。
Then she would smile.
但是他说了一句话。
But he said,
他说但是我们看到那个姊妹笑出来的时候
He said that when he saw this sister smile,
那个样子比哭还要难看。
Her smile, actually, her expression in her smile is even more sad than a weeping.
怎么会有这样的光景呢？
How can you express your emotions that way?
你里面那个重担没有拿开。
That is because the heavy burden is not
removed. 你里面那一个搞扰没有停止。
That disturbance is not end.
外面好像有的事物叫你喜乐喜乐。
So externally, that might be things that bring you a joy, a smile.
但是那个重担的压力还是在那里。
Yet the burden, the pressure of that burden is still there.
笑是笑出来了。
Yes, we may express
a smile. 可是好像哭的样子。
But that expression of a smile is like
weeping. 并且比哭还难看。
And in fact, it is, the expression is worse than crying.
如果我们能体会这样的事情。
If we can understand this scene,
我们就知道。
Then we know.
保罗在这里从开头说的话一直说到末了那里一直要让神的儿女们你要注意要喜乐我再说你还是要喜乐
From the beginning of this letter to the end Paul again and again tells them to rejoice and again I say rejoice
根本原因在哪里
What is the basic reason
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
当我们把腓立比书一直看下去的时候
When we continue to read through the book of Philippians
你就看到保罗从一些过去的事情说起
We can see that Paul expresses things in the past
就说到主自己去了
And he continues on and focuses on the Lord himself
说完了主自己
And after he expressed the Lord himself
也就说到主自己在神儿女们中间所引起的那种各种各样的恩惠
And all the grace that was multiplied amongst the children of God from the Lord
然后最末了就把说话的目的说出来了
Now Paul tells us the purpose of his words
你们要喜乐
Rejoice
我再说你们要喜乐
And again I say rejoice
你就知道当时腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹们外面有喜乐的外貌里面是背着重担的勉强的要挤一些喜乐出来、啊、
We realize then that without the brethren in Philippi express joy but in fact because of the weight within they're forcing a smile a joy that is
什么原因呢
What is the reason for that?
好像保罗并没有正面给他们说
It seems as if God did not tell them very directly
但是保罗确实从他们中间所显出来的实际的光景来给让他们自己去领会
But from the outward expression of their condition their circumstances Paul wants them to understand
所以他一把话题一转回到你们要维持你们的喜乐的时候
So when Paul shifts the focus again back to sustain your joy
他就把那个重点 带出来了。
He's able then to bring forth that point.
那说了很多话, 我不说了。
I won't go much further.
我把他那个总结的话就说出来。
But I will point out the conclusion.
他就说, 就是第二章里边, 主所, 他, 引出主自己所走过的路程和弟兄姊妹们来交通。
That is when in chapter 2 Paul uses the experience of the Lord himself to share with the brethren in Philippi.
他就是说你们当应当以基督的心为心。
He says, let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
那以基督的心为心。
To have this mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
什么叫做基督的心呢?
What does it mean to have this mind of Christ Jesus?
就是基督的心思。
That is in his mindset of Christ Jesus.
我们这些跟随主的人,
For us who follow the Lord,
你要继续的来显明神自己所给我们那个荣耀的恩典、怜悯、丰富。
If we were to manifest that abundant grace, mercy, and richness which God has
multiplied
unto us,
你不能只是在外面看到那些主是荣耀、丰富、怜悯。
We cannot merely see externally the fact that God is glorious, He is gracious, and He is merciful.
我们如果只是在外面碰到的话呢?
If we only touch this on the surface,
我们也只能就碰到一些外面的东西。
Then we can only come in contact with that which is external.
所以我们常常看到一些事情。
So many times we see the situation.
弟兄姊妹们没有碰到难处的时候,
when there's no difficulty before
你也许可是感觉蛮喜乐的。
Perhaps we have joy.
但是你一碰到一点点难处的时候,
but whenever there is difficulty,
你会不一定你说出口。
Now, we may not express it verbally.
但是你心里头有一个意念,
but within us, there's this thought.
神啊, 为什么是我?
God, why is it me?
神啊, 为什么你要叫我碰到这些个难处?
God, why did you allow for me to encounter this hardship?
那弟兄姊妹们, 这是我们每一个人都有过的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is an experience we all have.
因为我们只能活在神的祝福和平安里。
Because we can only live in the peace and blessing of God.
却不能面对主允许我们碰到的难处或者是一些困扰的事情。
We're not able to allow for the Lord to give us some hardship.
我们一碰上的时候, 我们里面就有话。
And when we encounter such hardship, we grumble.
主啊, 为什么是我?
God, why is it me?
为什么是我?
Why is it me?
我们不会算主问, 为什么你不是叫他, 而是叫我?
Now we won't say to the Lord, Lord, why not him, but me?
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们留意到, 保罗没有在那里像我当现在说话说的那么直截了白, 直接指到我们里面的光景。
Now, Paul did not express it in a way that was so direct as I just did, but and point at our condition.
他就是把神的儿女直接带回到主自己的面前。
But Paul brings the children of God back into the presence of
你看看
the Lord himself.
你看看我们的主, 他是怎么走过他在地上的年日。
See our Lord how he spent his days on earth.
我们是真实这个跟随主的人。
And for us who truly follow the Lord.
我们真实实的需要主怜悯我们, 叫我们能按照主的心思, 来活出我们该活的那个生活。
How we need the mercy of the Lord to enable us to live out the life which we ought to live.
所以保罗在那里就是说, 你们当以基督的心为心。
Therefore, Paul simply says, let this mind be in you which was also in
Christ Jesus. 那个心思就是心思。
And what is that mind, that thought?
他碰到那 主碰到那些事情, 主怎么想?
So, when the Lord encountered such things, what was his mindset?
主自己在那里要解决那个问题的时候, 他会怎么去解决?
And when the Lord was to face that which was before him, how did he face it?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这句话是非常简单。
These words are very simple.
但是内容却是非常的充实。
But the content is very substantial.
充实到一个地步, 我们真的要说,
It is so concrete and substantial, we must say.
受不了。
We cannot bear it.
怎么会受不了呢?
How is it that we cannot bear it?
充实就不应该受不了。
If it is substantial, why can't we bear it?
问题就是什么在那里充实?
And the thought, the issue is, what fills us?
如果是我们自己的意识在那里充实, 你一定受得了。
If it is our own mindset, then we can bear it.
啊，现在你说要主的心思做我们的心思，而他的心思充实在我们里面的时候，我们受不了。
But now this mind which was in Christ Jesus ought to be our mind, then it is something we're not able to bear.
有这样的事吗？
Is there such a thing?
那问题就是说，
And the issue is,
我们认识不认识什么叫做主的心思？
Do we understand what in fact means to have the mind of Christ Jesus?
那主的心思是怎么样？
What is the mind of Christ Jesus?
主碰到事情的时候他是怎么想？
And when he faced any situation, what did he think?
他做那个事情的事以前他是怎么做出定规？
And when he faced and did any situation, what did he consider first?
他做成功了那个事情以后，他心里头有什么特别的感觉？
And after he accomplished and succeeded in what he did, what was his mindset?
弟兄姊妹们，这不是我们平常会想的事情。
Brothers and sisters, these are not thoughts that we commonly
think about. 但是保罗就把神的儿女们的心思，你带回到主的面前来。
Paul brings the mindset, the mind of the children of God back before the Lord.
你当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ
Jesus. 那基督耶稣的心是什么呢？
Now, what is the mind of Christ Jesus?
我简单的提提就好。
I'll simply mention this.
弟兄姊妹们，你就可以知道，我们能活在那个真实的平安喜乐里。和那个不完全的平安喜乐里的区别在哪里？
When I point this out, then brothers and sisters will be able to realize what it means to live in complete peace and joy, and what it means to live in somewhat peace and joy.
那我们先来看看主自己。
So let us first take a look at the Lord Himself.
那保罗在那里就提到我们的主在地上所走的路程一个很明确的宣告。
Paul proclaims to us very evidently the path of our Lord on earth.
首先他就说，
First he said,
他不以自己与神同等为强夺。
That he, being in the form of God, did not seek equality with God as a matter to be grasped.
用我们自己的话来说。
So using our own terms,
那就是说，
That is to say,
在我们的心，主的心思里，
In the mind of Christ,
他不管碰到什么事情，
Regardless of what situation he faced,
是你对他称奉也好，
whether you praise him,
你对他谴他也好，
or you trample upon him,
你对他恭维也好，
or you're trying to praise him,
你对他说伤害的话也好，
or you say words to harm him,
他完全没有把这一些的事情反映在他心思里。
He did not have these such words reflect, impact his thought.
他首先所引出来的
The first thing that comes about
神啊
God
是你的安排
It is your arrangement
我就从你手里接过来
Therefore I accept this from
your hand 人要践踏我
If others trample
我就让他们践踏
Let them do so
你要叫我现在到地上去
If you tell me to come on earth
要叫我成为一个人
So that I become a man
成为一个很普通的人
That I become a very common man
不仅是普通的人
Not only a common man
是普通的人当中最普通的那个人
But the most common amongst common men
连出生的时候你都没有一个干净的地方
And even in birth I did not have a clean place to be born
你只能到牛槽里
I was born in a manger
主有没有所父啊你忘了我是你怀里的独生子啊
Would the Lord say to God the Father Father have you forgotten I'm your only begotten son in your bosom
你怎么可以让我到那样的光景里头去呢
Did he question how can I be in that condition
感谢主
We thank the Lord
我们的主没有抗拒
Our Lord did not oppose this
我们的主说主啊你是要我这样去我就去
Our Lord said Lord if you please for you to do so I will go
但是神还给他看到啊
And God also showed him
你不是只是做一个很可怜的 baby 躺在那个马槽里或者牛槽里
You're not only to be a very pitiful helpless babe in a manger
你长大的时候是没人尊敬你的
But even as you grow everyone will look lightly upon you
当你有一天要跟我要替我说话的时候
And even one day when you will speak for me
人家还要当面的反对你
Others would oppose you to the face
把你反对到一个地步
They would oppose you to a point
而不是叫你受一般性的残害
So you're not only to be harmed in a common ordinary
要把你钉死在十字架上、啊、
But they will crucify you to death on the cross
主有没有跟父说
Did the Lord say to the Father,
父啊，这个事情怎么可行啊？
Now, Father, how can this be?
我是神的儿子，你怀里的独生子。
I am the Son of God, your only begotten in your bosom.
我是赐生命的主。
And I'm the Lord of life.
地上的一切是根据我的手所创造出来的。
And all creation is by my hand.
我叫他们活着。我叫他们活着。
I give them life.
我给他们生命。
I allow for them to live.
生命的源头在我这里。
And I am the origin of life.
现在叫我去给钉十字架。
But now, I'm to be crucified.
那这算是什么？
What is this?
是死亡夺取生命。
That death will take life.
能有这样的事吗？
Can this be?
在别的事物可以有。
In other things, possible.
但对我是不应该有。
But as for me, that ought not to
be. 父，你要我去接受这样的一个事吗？
Father, would you allow for me to accept this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
主说话了没有？
Did the Lord say such things? No.
你从许多的事情看到，
From many things.
你特别看到我们的主，
Especially upon
our Lord. 给钉在十字架上的时候，
Even upon the cross.
他在父面前的其中的一个祷告，
One of his prayer before God the Father. What did he pray?
主啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
For they know not what they do.
还有弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
你说我们的主，他的心思是这样的。
Our Lord has such a mind.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主的心思就是这样。
That is the Lord's mind.
他一直所注念注意的是父的定义是怎么样，是怎样，我就是怎么样。
Forever his focus is upon the will of God the Father. What God's will is, that is his will.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
这个是从外面来看的。
That is externally.
如果你就真看到里面去的时候。
But when we see internally.
你看到一件事情很重要。
We'll see one thing very important.
那个事情重要是重要在什么地方？
Where does the importance lie?
你做这许许多多的事情有什么好处呢？
All that you have done, what good is there?
对你有什么？
What good is there for you?
那个满足的事情呢？
What will satisfy you when you do all of this?
一点满足都没有。
There is no satisfaction.
好像都是主的交出。
It seems as if all the Lord is doing is giving.
主有的是什么，他就交出什么。
Whatever the Lord has, he give.
神说你这样交出就对了。
And God says, this is right, you give.
主说。
And the Lord said,
是，我这样交出就对了。
Yes, I give, and that is right.
弟兄姊妹，你从里面来看这个事实。
Brothers and sisters, look at the.
你看到这个事实里头的是一个什么东西？
When we see the reality within this, what is that?
不能说它是东西。
We cannot say that is a thing.
是非常宝贵的东西。
But it's very precious.
那个是宝贵到一个什么地步？
How precious is that?
没有了自己。
That is, we lose ourselves.
完全是舍弃自己。
That we completely give of ourselves.
这是我们的心思。
And this is our mind.
他不管他外面所遇到的是什么。
Regardless of what the Lord encounters.
是好是坏。
Whether good or bad.
是叫我升高或是叫我降低。
Whether I'm lifted up or to be trampled upon.
在主的里面他没有想我要付出多少的代价。
In the mind of our Lord, he never gave a thought, how much did I give?
他只想到一件事情。
One thought.
父喜欢这样，我就接受这样的定
会。If the Father is pleased, I will accept this.
主很清楚地在那里，完全地毫无保留地放弃了他自己。
Our Lord completely, without any withholding, gave fully of himself.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
所以在说美国曾经发生过一件事。
So I'll share a matter that happened in the U.S.
美国在现在说起来应该是差不多快一百年左右的时候的事了。
This was about 100 years after the nation was founded.
主在美国的带，让在美国的弟兄姊妹们得了一个好大的复兴。
The Lord had given a great revival to the brethren in the U.S.
那在那次大的复兴的里头。
And in that great revival.
在弟兄姊妹们中间就有一句话很重的。
Amongst the brethren, there was these very weighty words.
那一句话是什么呢？
Now, what are these words?
就是如果主遇到我这个这样的事情，主怎么想？
And that is when,
what would Jesus do?
This word that the slogan they used was what would Jesus do?
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Now, brothers and sisters, we see.
当神的儿女们 在那一个时候里面苏醒的时候，一碰到任何的问题，是好的是坏的，他们首先的去接触的就是神主怎么想。
So we see the mind of the brethren when they are revived and focused on the Lord, their first thought is, what would Jesus do?
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
为什么他们会这样？
Why would they think this
感谢主,
way?
主的心思成了他们的心思。
That is because the mind of the Lord became their thought.
这一个心思让他们里头时刻所思想的不是怎样去增加我的好处。
On their mind constantly was not how do I benefit,
而是怎么能叫我越多越显出神的自己。
But their constant thought is how do I more and more express the Lord Himself.
神喜悦，我就跟着主走。
If God is pleased, I will follow the Lord.
神不喜悦，我就停在那里。
If God is not pleased, I will stop.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we praise
and thank our God. 这是基督的心思。
This is the mind of Christ.
你们当以基督的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
这个就是基督的心思。
And that is the mind of Christ.
我们回想我们自己的时候
And when we think about ourselves,
难得有几次我们不是先想到自己
There would be very seldom and rare that we would not think of ourselves first.
并且想自己想到没有办法的时候才想起主
It is only when we come to the end of ourselves, giving all thought to ourselves, then we think of the Lord. That is our condition.
但是保罗说
But Paul says,
我们在主的面前
Before the Lord,
要学习主的心思做我们的心思。
We have to learn to have this mind which was in Christ Jesus to be our mind.
你说做了这许许多多的事情，那我不是完全没有了自己了吗？
So you might question, if I do all of this, then I don't have myself anymore.
如果我们真的能被带到没有自己。
But if truly we are brought to a point where we have no more self.
这是天大的美事。
And that is the most beautiful.
可是我们不得不承认。
But we must confess.
头两样我们勉强还可以接受。
Maybe the first two things we can force ourselves to accept.
但是你说接受的结果是叫我们完全失去，那我就要重新考虑了。
But if the result if I'm completely, to the end of myself, then I have to give some more thought to it.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主的心思并没有停在这里。
The Lord's thought did not cease there.
主的心思继续往前去。
The Lord's thoughts continue to go forward.
到一个什么地步呢？
To what point?
一切都做好了。
All is complete.
他就留意的那一切都做好的目的有没有达到。
So he focused on, is the purpose complete?
那个目的是什么呢
What is that purpose?
叫荣耀归给父神
It is to the glory of God the Father.
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord.
就是那么简单的一句话
It is those
simple words. 就把我们带到一个非常荣耀的那一个吸引力
That will bring us to that glory which draws us.
保罗怎么能在监狱里头写出监狱书信那样丰盛那样高那样满了神恩典的那些信息给神的儿女呢
How is God, Paul able to write such epistles from prison that is so rich, so high, full of grace to the children of God?
你要是把保罗实际的情形和他这几封书信里头所带出来的信息
If we were to look at Paul's actual situation and the message in the epistles he writes in prison,
我们才会觉得
Then we'll discover
腓立比书这一卷书里头有一件事情保罗还隐藏没有说但是你看懂了你就知道
There is a very hidden matter in the book of Philippians which Paul did not express but when we read into it we'll understand
这件事情是非常非常严肃
And this is very solemn
也是常常是我们很容易忽略
And this is something that we easily neglect
那我们要交通进那个体会的以前
When we enter first, before we enter into that point
我就是要转一个方向来留意了
I'd like to shift to another direction
那个方向是什么
What is that?
那我们如果我们与基督耶稣的心为心
Now if we were to have this mind in us which was also in Christ Jesus
那基督的心思里头所特别留意的是什么一件事呢
What is the mind of Christ focused upon
就是我要成全神的旨意
That is I must fulfill the purpose of God
把神的旨意完全做好
I must fully complete the purpose of God
好了
Now
那我们就从这一点上转过来了
We'll begin with this point
我们对主说，主啊，我们也愿意跟随我们的主的心思来跟随你。
We say to the Lord, Lord, I desire to follow your will and to follow, your desire.
但是你心里所看重的是什么呢？
But what is it that is heavy in your heart?
也就是说你的永远的旨意是什么呢？
And that is, what is your eternal will?
你要在人中间做成什么事情呢？
What is it that you desire to do amongst men?
你要在宇宙里头要显出什么事情呢？
What is it that you want to display in the universe?
那我们总得要弄清楚了。
Because we must be clear on this
point. 我们就好好跟随了。
And then we can follow well.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个的确是一个大题目。
This is indeed the premise.
严格说起来。
And strictly speaking,
是我们这次聚会里头要到达的那个目的。
That is the goal of, the theme of this conference.
不是我们定的目的。
It is not that we have set the theme.
是主的给我们的催促和负担定的目的。
But it is by the urging and prompting of the Lord, he has determined this theme for us.
但是在整个的来说，我们几位受委托的弟兄们所交通的呢，是都是礼让的里头的一点一点。
But for the brethren who are entrusted, with this, their sharing is that within there's this thought.
但是我们年长的弟兄呢，会给我们带到一个全面的领会。
But the, elder brethren will give us a bigger full picture.
所以我这样插出去的时候好像过了界限。
It seems like I'm, overstepping my boundaries when I go off tangent this way.
但是我不能不要冒一点过了界限的。
But I have to risk, overstepping, my boundaries.
因为不然的话比赛的话就说不进去了。
Otherwise, I cannot, go forward.
那就是说，那神他永远的旨意是什么
？What is that eternal will of God？
如果我们不知道神的永远的旨意
，If we are not clear on that eternal will of God，
那么今天我们接受福音是什么目的
？What is the purpose of our receiving the gospel？
好像只是为了不下地狱上天堂
？Is it merely for the purpose of not going to hell but going to heaven？
那早期的基督徒大概。纯这样的思念的是很普遍。
Now, perhaps long ago, it is a very common thought amongst Christians.
但是到了现代的神的儿女们身上呢
？But amongst the children of God in this generation,
这种观念恐怕是不会像那个时候那么浓。
The thought of such a common thought may not be as heavy nowadays as before.
但不能说是。没有这样的影响。
But there is still such an impact, influence.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
主拯救我们的时候。
When the Lord saved us.
是把我们摆在他那个永远的目的里。
He has placed us into his eternal will.
那我们就不能不注意了。
Then we must pay attention.
神永远的目的是什么？
What then is that eternal will of God?
这个话说了就好大了。
Now this is a very grand word.
整本圣经在那里就是说这个事。
The entire Bible tells us about the eternal will of
God. 我们在这个聚会的里边呢，根本就不可能说得清楚。
We cannot express that very clearly in such a short period of time.
所以我们是分散来说。
And so we have to have different topics.
虽然是分散来说。
And though it is separated.
但是回到一个中心点。
But it is all on the central thought.
但那个中心点是什么呢
？And what is that central thought?
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那我们我就简略的在这里和弟兄姊妹提一提。
So briefly, I will mention this with brothers and sisters.
在这一点上你掌握到的时候
And when we are able to grasp this point,
你就知道保罗在腓立比书里头向腓立比教会也是向众教会所说出的那一个是什么的信息
Then we realize the message of Paul to the church in Philippi not only to them but to all the children of God
那一说到神的旨意的时候
When we speak about the eternal will of God
我们弟兄姊妹们一定会有那个经历
Our brothers and sisters will have this experience
你信主不太久的时候
Shortly after you believe in the Lord
你都会有那样的一个吸引
we will be drawn in this way
你说我们完全是拣选神的旨意，这个是只是说说而已。
Now we can only verbalize these words that we completely choose the will of God.
但是想想还是会。
Now, but we will give some thought to that.
所以对我们每一个弟兄姊妹们来说，我们都走过那个阶段。
So for every child of God, we have gone through that stage.
有人很快就走出那个阶段。
And very quickly, some will enter that stage.
走进高一层的心思。
And we'll go on higher ground.
有时是比较长一点。
And for others, it may take a longer period of time.
终极你不可能留在哪里。
But at the end, we cannot remain stationary where we are.
这是我们每一个人起头的时候都免不了的。
This is unavoidable for all of us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们信主不太久。
Brothers and sisters, shortly after we believe in
the Lord. 我们心思里头就来，我们要学习。跟随主的旨意。
In our thought, we have this desire to follow the will of God.
那么当我们来有这样的心思的时候呢？
And when we have such a thought,
我们心思是对的。
The thought is correct.
但是目标不一定是对。
But our goal, our target may not be correct.
内容不一定是对。
The content, the substance
可能内容和目的也对，但是那个都是不完全的。
Perhaps we may have the right target and the right content, the substance, but it's not complete.
我说一个弟兄跟我中间的事。
And so I share this matter between a brother and I.
那时我还在香港。
Now I was still in Hong Kong.
一个弟兄从中国出来。
Brother came from China.
他来看我。
And he came to visit me.
那么当然很久没见到面，我们就很有很多话说。
Now we have not seen each other in quite some time, so we had much sharing.
那么他是中午来看我，我们一直谈话谈话谈话，谈到吃晚饭的时候。
He came to visit me from China. We conversed for a long period of time, and now it's in the evening dinner time.
那我就跟那个弟兄说。
So I said to the brother.
弟兄啊。
Brother.
我们话也没谈完。
We have not finished our sharing.
你留在我们家吃晚饭，我们继续交通下去。
Why don't you remain for dinner and we continue to share?
你晓得那个弟兄当时怎么回答我？
Can you think how our brother answered?
他说我现在不能答应你。
I said I cannot answer you now.
待会我才告诉你。
I'll answer you later.
那个时候已经是五点多六点了，那个我的时间。
It was about five-ish, 6 o'clock.
那么我们继续谈了一会，他就上洗手间。
After conversed a little bit more, he went to the restroom.
那洗手间出来以后，他就对我说。
After he came out, he answered me.
他说：“弟兄啊
，brother，
我今天晚上留在你这吃饭。
Now I'll stay here for dinner tonight.
因为主答应了我，今天晚上在你家里吃饭。
Because the Lord agreed that I stay here for dinner tonight.
哎呀，我才想起他早先回答我的。”我现在不能告诉你，待会我才告诉你。
Then I recall his words earlier. I can't answer you now, but I'll tell you the answer later.
什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，你很清楚知道。
So very clearly, brother.
他好像经过这一段时候。
During that period of time.
他就觉得哦，是主要我，他心里就默默寻求，我要不要留在王弟兄家里吃饭
？So silently he sought the Lord to see if the Lord will have him remain for dinner there.
也许他从洗手间出来，他就说我可以留了，因为主说我可以留。
Perhaps he came from the restroom. He said the Lord said I can stay, so I can stay for dinner.
弟兄，你不能说他的心思错。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot say he had a wrong mindset.
心思是好心思
，it is good.
但是实际。没有摸到神的心意。
But practically, it may not have touched the heart of God.
因为我们平常一说到神的旨意的时候，我们总是把神的旨意放在我个人现在所面对的那些人事物的里头。
Because many a times when we speak of the will of God, we place that in our center, that whatever I'm facing now in my circumstances, what is your will for me?
但是主不是叫我们留在这样的一个地步去学习。
But the
Lord
would not have us remain in such a mindset as we learn to know what His will is.
神是要我们先来学习神究竟要在这一个宇宙里头做什么。
But God desires for us to know what He is, His will is for the universe.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
当我插出去要说到要摸到神的永远的心思的时候。
So when I go off tangent, that we must touch the heart of God.
这些都是弟兄们要讲的。
That is what our brethren will share.
我只是 把那个大主题点提提出来，让我们看得见我们寻求神旨意的那个目的方向。
I just pointed out so that we realize what is the direction and purpose of our seeing the will of God.
和内容。
And the content, the substance of
it. 我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神所要做的一件事情。
One thing that God is to do.
是要叫宇宙万有，等到有一天，要在基督里成为一。
That is in one day, at the appointed time in the universe, God will gather up together and sum up all things in one in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们才信主的时候绝对不可能有的心思。
Brothers and sisters, this is absolutely not a thought we will have at the moment we believe in Christ.
我们在信主的时候心里所想的就是我怎么在神的面前蒙福。
All that is on our mind when we accepted the Lord is how I can be blessed.
基础一点就是说神怎么赐福给我。
Very basic is how will God bless me?
长进一些就是我怎么活在神的喜悦里。
But if we're a little more advanced, we say how can I live in the pleasure?
接触到我们生活里面的一点一滴的事情。
But all of this has to do with the circumstances around our life.
但是我们如果到主的面前来，给主带到碰到基督的心思的时候。
But when the Lord brings us into the presence of God, that we will touch upon the mind of Christ.
我们就会体会得到。
Then we'll understand.
神在这个宇宙中所做的那一件事情，乃是把万有都带回神的面前。
That which God is to do in the universe is to bring all things back before Him.
我们说的万有，如今在神面前都是悖逆神的。
We say all things, but all things now we speak of are that which rebel against God.
虽然我们的源头是从神来。
And even though our origin is of God.
但是我们就是不要神。
But we are those who reject God.
然后我们就是用各种各样的方法把神关在我们所以为能管理的范围里。
By all means, we cast God out and we only want that which we can govern ourselves.
但神一直以来从旧约一直到新约整本圣经里头神是做一件事情。
But throughout the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, God continues to do one thing.
就是把这个失落的万有包括人在里面。
That is the downfall, the corruption of all things, including man.
都活带回神的面前。
He is to bring back into the presence of God.
像主保罗在这里说的主一样，他一切都做完了以后，就看到把荣耀归给神。
Just as Paul states here in chapter 2, after the Lord has accomplished all things, it is to the glory of God the Father.
那么从神这一个定义，这个总义上面。来说
so from this thought of God,
他经过了许多许许多多的安排工作
much arrangement, much work,
把一部分的人带回到神的面前。
The Lord brought a group of people back before God.
但是神并不是停留在那里。
But God does not stop His work
there. 神所要的不是小部分的人。
God does not merely desire for a small group of people.
神所要的是全宇宙。
But God desires for an entire universe.
是万有。
All things.
弟兄姊妹，我们承认。
Brothers and sisters,
我们没有那么大的心胸。
We do not have such ambition.
但是主要把我们带到这样的心胸里。
But the Lord desires to bring us into such a condition.
所以，神要让基督的心成为我们的心。
So may this mind which was in Christ Jesus be in you.
那从神的工作的安排上面来看。
So according to the arrangement of God's work.
神在历史上面做了很多的工作。
God have done much work throughout history.
圣经的前半部称为旧约。
The first half of the Bible is the Old Testament.
旧约里面神做了很多的工作。
In the Old Testament, God did much work.
然后进到我们现在这个时间叫做新约。
Now during our age, it is the New Testament.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看到不管是旧约也好，新约也好。
So brothers and sisters, regardless of the Old Testament,
神工作的方法也许不一样。
Perhaps the way in which God works
may differ. 神工作的重点也许不一样。
And the emphasis of His work may differ.
但是他的中心却是没有更改。
But that center does not change.
在旧约的日子。
In the days of the Old
Testament. 神要让以色列民一直都把眼睛放在祭司的国度这个事实里。
God places the Israelites into the kingly priesthood.
那祭司的国度是为了什么呢？
And what is that kingdom of priests?
是为了神要借着祭司的国度把全地都收回来。
It is through the kingly priesthood that he will bring all and subdue all back into the presence of God.
弟兄们，你从出埃及记十九章，神对以色列人说的话，就是借着摩西对以色列人说的话，你很清楚的看到。
So from Exodus 19, the words of God through Moses to the Israelites, we can see very clearly.
神当时眼中所对着的是以色列民。
Even though the focus was upon the Israelites,
但神心里头所想的是全地。
But in the heart of God, it is on all the land.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
等到新约的时候。
In the New Testament.
神好像用做神救赎的恩典来代替了那个律法的引领。
Now, by the grace of his redemption, he has replaced the guidance of the law.
神工作的方法好像转变。
It seems as the way which God works has
changed. 但是有没有转那个目的有没有转变呢
？But did the purpose change?
内容有没有转变呢
？Did the substance change?
没有。
No.
当你真实的来留意到主在新约里头的那一个教导。
When we take note of the teaching of the Lord in the New Testament.
你特别是读到以弗所书。
Especially when we read the book of
Ephesians. 你非常清楚地看到一件事。
Very clearly we can see.
神在这个宇宙里头要做成什么。
What is it that God desires to do in the universe?
不错。
Yes.
借着救赎的恩典
is,
把一部分的人愿意寻找神的人带回神的面前。
It is through the grace of his redemption that there is a group of people whom he has saved that desire to seek him.
但是神并不满足于这一个。
But God is not only pleased with such a group of people.
但神要借着这一部分少数的人
But through this small group of people.
把他们的那个神工作的那个果效扩大扩大扩大
But in the result of God's work upon this group of people, he continues to expand and expand.
所以说当我们在留意到在新约的里面的时候呢
So when we take note in the New Testament,
你看见神不以我们个别人得着拯救做满足
Therefore, God is not pleased when we are individually saved.
人得救神喜乐
GodIs rejoice when we are individually saved.
因为有人回到神的面前。
Because there are individuals who have returned to God.
但是神不是说啊，已经有人回到我面前了，哦哟，我开心了。
God is not fully satisfied when just merely individuals return to Him.
神的心不是停在那里。
God's heart does not end there.
他要的是整个万有。
He desires for all things.
所以我们慢慢的就看到了。
So gradually we'll see.
神拯救我们一个一个人的领到主的面。
As God saves each one of us individually into His presence, it is not for us to individually live by ourselves. So brothers and sisters, very clear. Even from the moment you believe in the Lord and save, perhaps brothers and sisters have urged you and helped you.
但是更重要的是你自己里头有一个需要。
But more importantly, within there is this need.
那一个需要就是你要成长。
The need is we must grow.
好，那我要成长。
So I must grow.
我不能永远做一个小孩。
I cannot always be an infant.
我们要长大成人。
We have to grow to a mature man.
那我们很自然地就在那里有追求。
Naturally, we'll pursue.
不管这个追求是直接的成分有多少，或是间接的催促有多少。
Regardless of the substance of this pursuit, if it's direct or indirect.
这很自然地在我们实际的生活里头显出来。
But very naturally, they will manifest in our life.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Then brothers and sisters.
当我们有一群弟兄姊妹们在这里。
When there's a group of brothers and sisters here.
我们一同仰望主。
And together we look to the Lord.
我们一同追求主。
And we pursue after the
Lord. 主满足了没有
Is the Lord pleased?
主的旨意成就了没有
Is his will accomplished?
当然弟兄姊妹心里头都有那个答案
course,
但是我们嘴里头不敢说出来。
Brothers and sisters, we all know the answer, but yet we will not express it verbally.
不满足
He is not satisfied.
为什么
Why?
因为神在他整个救赎的旨意里头
Because in the entire salvation plan of God
不是看见地上只有少数的人回到他面前
He is not merely desiring for a small group of people who return to him
他在那里宣告的话是怎么说
What does he declare?
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上
I will build my church upon this rock
阴间的权柄不能胜过他
And the gates of Hades will not overcome it
那弟兄姊妹你看到一件事
Brothers and sisters, you see
主要在地上做一件事情
The Lord is to do this on earth
这一件事情有一个结局
There is a result
这一个结局是什么呢
And what is this end result?
主没有说到有多少人。
The Lord did not say how many of the number.
他只是说到我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
I will build my church upon this rock.
那这个磐石是什么呢？
And what is this rock?
从死里复活的基督。
It is the Lord who was risen from the dead.
那在这个磐石上建起来的那一个教会有什么功用呢？
And upon this rock, what is the function of that church that is being built?
你很清楚的知道。
Very clearly we know.
叫死亡的权势的活动停止。
So it is to end the activity of death.
感谢神。
We thank God.
那这是神借着救赎的恩典在新约的里边做工作在我们的身上所要领我们到的头一步。
It is the first step in the grace of his redemption in the church, the first step he leads us.
弟兄姊妹们你看看。
Brothers and sisters, take a look.
当我们看到
When we see,
我们从与神没有关系的人
that we who had nothing to do with God,
等候死亡的人
we who awaited death,
如今因着神恩典的救赎回到神的面前
but now by the grace of his redemption,
不只是我们一个人回到神的面前
not only one of us,
是许多神的儿女都回到神的面前
but many children of God, we're back into
his presence, 还有神的心一定很满足了
surely God's heart is satisfied,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们是有过这样的想法
yes, we have thought this way,
但是当神的话上我们打开的时候
but when the word of God is open to us.
我们就看到我们就算给扩充到这样的一个地步。
Even to the state we have been expanded to now.
神的心还没有满足。
Yet the heart of God is not satisfied.
你说神的心那么大的。
Then you question, is the heart of God so big that he's not satisfied?
不是神的心那么大。
It is not that his heart is so grand.
神就是那么大吗？
But God himself is that grand.
我们只能说。
We can only say.
为什么我们的心是那么小？
Why is it that our heart is so narrow?
因为我们看见我们眼前的一切，我们就觉得好了。
Because we see what is before us and we're satisfied, that is enough.
但是我们一读以弗所书的时候
，But when we read the book of Ephesians,
你就立刻看见
，Immediately we'll see
神在新约里头借着旧约救赎的恩典
，In the New Testament, under God's grace of His redemption.
要把人带回到他的面前，成为一个团体的人。
It is to bring man back into his presence to be a corporate man.
这个团体的人就称为基督的身体。
And this corporate man is called the body of Christ.
就是与基督连接的话。
If we're connected with Christ,
他们就成为基督的身体。
We have now His body.
然后这样的一件事情，神一定最满足了。
Perhaps then with this, God is very satisfied.
但是我们在以弗所书里头
，But when we read in Ephesians,
我们在多读一点点的时候，
when we read
你又读出这个问题来了。
We'll read into the issue.
你读出一个什么问题呢
？What is that?
你读出到我们这一个。这个荣耀的教会
Well, we read then this glorious body, this church.
还不是神那个最大的满足。
It is still not the greatest satisfaction.
但是神要先得着这一个。
But God must first gain this.
然后就带进他那个更大。
And then it will bring into his greater joy.
神没有造成我们这一个。
Before God established us.
神就不可能把那个更大的更荣耀的就是神心里头最重的那一个事情完全的显明出来。
He cannot fully display what is most heavy, most glorious, most joy to him in his heart.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有留意到以弗所书里头有一句这样的话。
Brothers and sisters, are we taking note of these words in Ephesians?
那我们这些全体。
For us as a body.
严格说起来从五旬节彼得他们开始的那耶路撒冷的教会一直到我们的主回来前的那一阵子
Strictly speaking, it is from the point of Pentecost which was began in Peter and the 11 until the moment before our Lord returns
所有的人都合起来的时候
When all these individuals are gathered together
这就是神所要得着的那个荣耀的教会
That is that glorious church which God is after
这个荣耀的教会在神的心思里头
And this glorious church in the heart of God.
神给他们一个什么位置呢？
What is the position which God gives them?
那读以弗所书里面，你就看到那个结果了。
When we read Ephesians, we see that result.
这一大堆的人，
And this big
people, 我们数不过来的人，
And we who are part of it.
连天上使者都数不过来的人，
And this numberless crowd.
在人的中间来做比较，
Amongst men.
你总不能说他就是全体吧。
Now we cannot say it is all of man.
我们只能说
we can only say
这个是全地来说，全所有的时间里面的所有的人来说，我们还是少数。
But in the whole world, in throughout time and space, this large group is but still a small crowd.
那神怎么称我们这个少数呢？
Yet what does God call this small
group of people? 你看以弗所书，你就看到一个问题。
In the book of Ephesians, we see this.
我们这个小在整个历史里面出在历史的时间里头出现过的这一批人
this group of people throughout time and space
神说
God says
他们是在基督里首先有盼望的人
God calls us this group of people who are first to hope in Christ
在基督里首先有盼望的人
So we are the first to hope in Christ
感谢主
We thank
非常非常的宝贝了
It is indeed very precious
但是不止
But not only that
你又不能把那一个字漏掉
But we cannot leave out any word
哪一个词呢
What is the word
首先
The first
哦那就是说
That is to say
神要叫所有的都在他里面得着神一切的荣耀和丰富
like,
而这一小批的人他们是首先把神的荣耀丰富接过来的
that God desires for all to receive the abundance the riches of his glory but yet we are the first to hope in him to receive this
感谢神
we thank God
我们是给放在这一个范围里
and we are placed in this boundary
我们是首先在基督里有盼望的
we are those who are first to hope in Christ
那把我们放在这个首先有盼望的人的那个势力头目的在哪里呢
so what is the purpose of placing us as this group who first hope in Christ
以弗所书上文就说了
The text before that in Ephesians says,
因为时候到的时候
but in the fullness of time,
神要叫万有都要在基督里头成为一
that God is to gather all things and sum them up as one in Christ.
一切从神手里出来的受造之物全都回到神的面前
All that was created by the hand of God will be gathered together and summed up as one in Christ
都伏在神的面前承认神是配的荣耀尊贵和丰富
And submit under God to proclaim that he is indeed worthy of all praise and glory and worship
唯一的敬拜的对象
And he is the only one who is worthy of worship
感谢主
We thank the Lord
弟兄姊妹你就看到了
Brothers and sisters we then see
这一个称为教会的
This church that we are called
是神现在这一个时期里边神工作的那个重点
It is the focus of God's work in this generation in this age
我们是在这个重点里
And we are placed in this generation
神要把我们造就到一个地步
God is to build us up to a point
要叫我们成为你不只是只有这个地步你还有一个实际
Not only are we placed in this position but we also have this reality
那个实际就是首先有盼望的人
And that reality is we are those who first hope in Christ
目的在哪里
The purpose of that
目的要把万有带回来
The purpose is to gather and bring all things back
目的要叫万有都回到神的面前
And so all things are gathered back before God
那一次弟兄姊妹们你就看到
So brothers and sisters
神那个永远的旨意
That glorious will of God
在我们今天来说
As for us today
他要建造教会
It's to build the church
他要把教会建造成那个首先有盼望的人
The church is to be built and complete upon those who are first
然后叫神那一个永远的旨意往前踏一步
And then that eternal will of God will take us yet a step further
那往前踏一步是什么
And what is that step further
主的国度降临
So that the kingdom of the Lord will descend
然后还有主的国度降临还没有到尽头
And even when the kingdom of the Lord descend that is not yet the end
你看到在国度的安排结束了以后
After the arrangement of the kingdom ends,
神就把那个新天新地带进来。
God will bring forth the new heaven and new earth.
神在那里叫新耶路撒冷显出来。
And there the new Jerusalem will be manifested.
在那里全地、全世界、全宇宙。
And there all the land,
在神的权柄荣耀底下
all the earth, all the universe
will
be under the glory of God to give praises and worship back to our Lord, our God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神的那一个永远的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, that is the eternal will of God.
我们今天让神摆 在一个位置上面。
Today we have been placed in this
position. 又叫我们成为首先有指望的人。
That we are those who are first to hope in Christ.
那么因此弟兄姊妹们，我们就不能不注意了。
So brothers and sisters, we must pay attention.
我们这些年间常常在那里让弟兄姊妹们一同去留意，教会要建造到完成。达到主的那一个安排。
And these years that we have encouraged brothers and sisters to take note of the fact that the church must be built to the satisfaction of God.
为什么要这样呢？
Why is that so?
因为神的旨意。
Because of that will of God.
如果在我们给建造成首先有盼望的人这一个阶段里头有点打叉，或者是有一点的损坏的时候，
In this age, when the church is to be built upon those who first hope in Christ, if that were to be disrupted and harmed in any way,
虽然不能阻挡神的旨意的继续往前,
though any of those activities cannot hinder the eternal will of God from going forward,
但是迟延神成就他永远的旨意的时间确实非常明显,
but it is very clear that will hinder the timeline in the establishment of the eternal will of God. 那意思
当我们能稍微了解一下神那个整个的永远的旨意的时候,
so when we somewhat pay attention to that eternal will of God,
那我们就注意到腓立比书保罗所说的话了。
Then we take note of the words of Paul in Philippians.
为什么要回到基督的心思做心思？
Why do we have to return to the fact that let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus?
为什么你们要喜乐，并且再要喜乐？
Why we must rejoice and again I say rejoice.
乃是说，
That is to say,
要叫我们从一些隐藏的重担和隐藏的遮挡的里头
So that we must be delivered from hidden burdens or any hidden, heavy laden that we are with.
准准确确的，实实际际的被主带进在基督里这一个事实。
We must actually and practically be led into this reality of being in Christ.
不单是说我们的地位在基督里。
It's not merely that our position is in Christ.
我们的实际也该是在基督里。
But our reality also ought to be in Christ.
那你说那我们怎么行呢？
So you question, how is it able?
我们的光景好像跟神的心意的距离那么距离那么大，那么怎么？
It seems as our condition is so far away from the desire, the pleasure of God.
有没有条件可以做成呢？
Are we qualified to accomplish this? We thank the Lord.
我们要是读监狱书信的时候，你读到这几本书。
When we read the prison epistles and we read these books,
以弗所书就说到。
Ephesians says.
教会是基督的身体。
That Christ is the body of Christ, the church is the body of Christ.
哥罗西书说的。
And Colossians says,
基督是教会的元首。
How Christ is the head of the church.
就是教会和基督, 教会和基督的那个关系。
And that is the relationship of the church and Christ.
腓立比书呢?
Philippians.
好像没话说了。
It seems as there's no
words. 头是基督拿去了。
Now Christ is the head, that's taken.
身体是身体拿去了。
Now the body, the church is taken.
那还有什么呢？
What is left?
有啊。
There is.
以弗所、哥罗西是把我们在神面前那个地位、身份显出来。
Ephesians, Colossians points out our position, our status.
腓立比书是叫我们把这一个地位身份的实际活出来。
It's for us to live out the reality of such a status and such a position which we have.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？
Brothers and sisters,
如果你只有以弗所的那个看见，有哥罗西的那个领会。
If we have the understanding of Ephesians and the understanding of Colossians,
在认识上我们对了。
In knowledge, that is correct.
但是没了。腓立比书
But without Philippians,
这个认识只是停留在我们的头脑里。
Such knowledge only remains in our head.
我们并没有活出神要我们活的基督和身体。
We have not lived out what God desires for us to live out, Christ and His body.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
腓立比书插进来。
Philippians is inserted.
就把这个缺口顶住了。
And so, we'll fill this gap.
主在那里借着保罗说，你们当以基督的心为心。
And so Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ
Jesus. 在那里也很清楚地说出，你们已经在这个功课上有学习了。
Now, very clearly, he points out, we have already begun to learn in this lesson.
因为你们已经知道一切的事情都是神在你们心里运行。
For you know it is God who worketh all these things in you.
是做他所喜悦的事。
To do that which is according to his pleasure. What is that?
这个不是腓立比的内容，我不说。
This is in the content of Philippians.
有弟兄们跟弟兄说了。跟大家说了。
There are other brethren who will share this with you.
但是我们可以肯定一件事情。
But we can be assured of one thing.
这个就是基督做了我们的生命的那个事实的实际。
That this is the reality of Christ being our life.
所以我们不单是有以弗所的那个看见。
So not only do we see that which is in Ephesians. 有
哥罗西的那一个领会。
And do we not only understand in Colossians.
我们也有腓立比的那一个催促。
But we also urge to go forward with Philippians.
那这个催促是什么？
But what is that urging?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
哥罗西书给我们看见基督是头。
Colossians shows us that Christ is the head.
以弗所书给我们看见基督是身体。
Ephesians shows us that we are the body.
那这个身体怎么显出来？
Now how is this body
manifested? 这个基督和头的那个连接怎么显出来？
And how is this union between Christ the head and the church the body manifested?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你记得一件事。
You remember one thing.
主跟门徒在最后晚餐
The Lord,
在那个时候
during the Last Supper with his disciples,
主不是跟门徒洗脚吗？
And the Lord washed the disciples' feet.
那个过程我也不说了。
I won't go into the details.
但是主说出一个事情。
But the Lord points this out for us.
你们彼此相爱。
Now love one another.
人就看见你们是我的门徒。
Then others will know that you are my disciples.
弟兄姊妹们，这个就是哥罗腓立比书要带出的那一个。实际的要求。
Brothers and sisters, this is the very requirement that is asking for us to live out practically in the book of Ephesians.
头对了。
The head is correct.
身体也清楚了。
The body is clear.
但是你却不能说。
But we cannot say.
你身体上的肢体不配合。
When the members of the body do not work coordinately together.
身体上的肢体没有连结。
And the members are not jointly fitted together.
没有那个配搭在哪里。
And we do not work coordinately together.
这个身体显得出来吗？
Can this body be manifested?
弟兄姊妹，我详细不说了。
Brothers and sisters, I won't go into the
details. 腓立比书就是对付这个问题。
Philippians deals with this issue.
为什么？
Why?
腓立比教会起头到那一个时候，他们并没有离开主的工作。
The Philippian church from their beginning to this point, they did not depart from the work of God.
但是他们却不能完全的享用神所赐的安息、喜乐和平安。
But they cannot fully enjoy the rest, the peace, and the joy which God has given.
问题出在哪里？
Where is the issue?
问题的出在
The issue is
神儿女们中间的那个关系。活得不准确。
The relationship among the children of God is not lived out correctly.
都是在身体里。
They are all in the body.
但是显不出那个肢体的效用。
But they cannot manifest the function of the members of the body.
没有显出肢体的那个配搭。
They did not manifest the coordination of the body.
结果那个肢体和这个不配搭就造成了神儿女们心思里头的一个重担。
And because of this, it brought forth a heavy burden amongst the children of God.
里面背着一个重担。
Within there's this heavy burden.
外面就难以喜乐。
Externally, they cannot express
joy. 所以保罗说你们要喜乐。
So Paul says rejoice.
我再说你们要喜乐。
And again, I say rejoice.
那你怎么能喜乐呢？
How can we rejoice?
按照你们里面那一个催促和负担。
According to the prompting within.
把神儿女们中间的那个难处来带到神的面前。
Bring the hardship between the brethren before God.
让神让每一个肢体都站在肢体的那个位置上头，显明那个合宜的功用，来叫身体成长。
So each member will stand in their position which God has placed them, that they will function normally according to the increase of God.
我们是在感谢主。
Now, indeed, we thank our Lord.
神让我们看到
God shows us,
教会的建造是一个非常非常重的属灵的事实。
It is a very heavy, weighty spiritual truth.
用着你看到那个关键。
Brothers and sisters, we see that
king. 如果教会建造成
if the church is built,
国度来
the kingdom comes,
国度如果不来，
if the kingdom does not come,
新天新地就遥遥无期。
There will be a delay in the new heaven and new earth.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
他给我们看到。
He shows us.
国度没来以前。
Before the kingdom
comes. 他先把教会建造起来。
He first builds the church.
建造起来。
And once the church is built,
国度就来。
The kingdom will come.
建造不起来。
And when the church is not built,
国度就要推延了。
The kingdom will tarry.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
我们愿意主给我们真的是看到
we desire,
神的永远的旨意是如何来让我们在其中有一份。
We desire for the Lord to show us what is our part in His eternal will.
当神这样在我们身上做工的时候，
when God does this upon us,
撒旦不会很安然的在那里说，哦，你们喜乐，我也陪你们一块喜乐。
Satan will not just sit still and say, you rejoice and I will rejoice with you.
不。
No.
他一定是用相反的态度。
But on the contrary,
你们要喜乐。
If you want to rejoice,
我就要让你们不能喜乐。
I will not allow for you to rejoice.
他就制造各种各样的事情。
And he will create many, many situations.
要叫肢体里面产生难处。
So that there will be difficulty amongst the members of his body.
一个肢体发生难处，
when there's issues with one member,
就不是一个肢体的问题。
It is not the issue of just one member.
是全体的问题。
It is the entire body.
弟兄姊妹你，我常常跟过去常常跟弟兄姊妹说，
brothers and sisters, often I say this
before. 我们都有过牙疼的机会。
We all have this toothache before.
牙齿疼，你说有什么大事？
Oh, if your toothache, what's the big deal?
小牙齿一颗。
It's just a small tooth.
行啊。
That's fine.
你尝试过你就知道。
When we have experienced that, we know.
一小颗的牙齿。
Even a small tooth.
你整个人都不舒服。
The entire body is uncomfortable.
吃也不舒服。
We cannot eat comfortably.
休息也不舒服。
We cannot rest comfortably.
甚至做事都不舒服。
Even when we work, we're not comfortable.
懂吗？
Do we understand?
很容易懂。
It's very easy to understand.
身体一出了问题。
When there is issue with one member.
身体一定受影响。
The entire body is infected.
身体要建立。
When we are to be built together,
肢体必须要活得对。
The members must
live correctly. 这是腓立比要解决的问题。
This is the issue that is dealing with in Philippians.
今天我的时间到了。
Now, my time is up today.
我不能再说下去了。
I cannot go on.
留下的那个。
What is left?
下一次和弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我们再来看撒旦怎么来对付教会，神的儿女怎么照着神的安排活在身体里。
Next time we'll see how Satan deals with the church and the children of God according to the arrangement of God live amongst the body.
活出身体的肢体的配搭。
To live out the coordination of the members of the body.
让头的那个地位完全的显出来。
So that the position of the head is completely manifested.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
不管他在地上用什么方法来要叫教会受到阻挡。
Regardless of how the enemy will hinder God's work on earth.
我们很清楚地看到主已经把路给我们打开了。
We clearly see that God has already opened up that way
to us. 我们就是跟着往前走。
And we just follow onward.
一直走到主的心意满足。
And we will go until the Lord's heart is fully satisfied as Paul.
我不去盼过去。
I forget what is behind.
我就是看着前面。
But I press on forward.
向着标杆直跑。
Toward the goal.
跑到神定规的那个目的完全成就在我身上，我就喜乐了。
Until I have apprehended which God has apprehended me for, then I am satisfied.
不是我一个人喜乐。
Not only I am joyful. But together we rejoice.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天我们也是面对这样的问题。
Today, likewise, we face the same issue.
但愿主给我们看到他永远的旨意的时候，我们认定他是我们的头。
May the Lord show us His eternal will and acknowledge Him to be our head.
我们是跟着他走。
And we follow Him.
但是怎么走？
How do we go?
不是你走你的，我走我的。
Not that you go your way and I go mine.
只有一条路。
There is only one way.
配搭在身体里。
That we coordinate together in one body.
显出各自的功用。
To manifest our function.
来带出神的荣耀的旨意往前行。
So that we will manifest that eternal will of God forward.
我们要讲祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，但愿你把我们带到你自己话语的光中。
Lord, may you bring us into the light of thy word.
我们承认我们在你光照的底下，我们的愚昧和无知是何等的阻挡你手中的工作。
We confess under thy enlightenment how our foolishness and ignorance have hindered thy work.
但是感谢主。
But we thank thee, Lord.
我们虽然是愚昧。
Although we are foolish.
你却是按照父神的心意领我们 脱离一切的困扰而往前行。
According to God the Father's will, you lead us forward.
但愿我们的主借着圣灵的运行，把我们带进你的话的光里。
Lord, through the working of the Holy Spirit, lead us into the light of thy word.
让我们随着住在我们的主的生命的管理和带领，我们坦然地往前行。
So that according to the guidance and the leading of thy life within us, we will
go
forward boldly.
我们不是求别的好处。
And we do not ask for any good thing.
我们就是求你的旨意成就在我们的身上。
But we pray that thy will be done upon us.
而不是成就在我个人的身上。
Not individually upon me.
而是成就在你自己的基督的身体的身上。
But accomplish upon thy body.
愿主怜悯我们，把我们领进身体里。
Lord, have mercy on us and lead us into thy body.
活出身体要有的那一个实际的光景。
To live out the practical, actual condition of thy body.
叫一切的荣耀、敬拜、感谢、爱戴、赞美，全都归给我们的主和父神。
And may all glory, praises, thanksgiving, and worship and adoration be to God the Father and to thee.
我们将祷告、仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto thee and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.